All told, in the month of April, police were responsible for 35% of all killings in Rio de Janeiro State. To put that in perspective, imagine police in the United States killing at a similar rate. They would be responsible for more than 36,000 deaths each year, HRW said in a recent report. Adding to the rising unrest, the increasingly authoritarian leadership of President Jair Bolsonaro, who has been in power since 2019 and has a history of making discriminatory comments about both black and indigenous communities in the country, with the Brazilian leader once suggesting he did not believe indigenous people were fully human. For Nunes, Bolsonaro's rhetoric is both a symptom and contributing factor of racism in Brazil. He is not above God, she said in Portuguese. The voice of the people is the voice of God, and the government is just a hand that is dirty and that we can clean. To the north in Canada, as demonstrations have cropped up across the country, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has expressed support for the goals of the movement, making headlines as he kneeled before the protesters in a public show of solidarity. Trudeau, whose office did not immediately respond to Newsweek for comment, has acknowledged that racism still exists in Canada and said the country needs to be better. But for many, his words were not enough. Leaders of the movement are looking for more concrete actions to address long-standing issues of police brutality and racism, and greater awareness of the role the history of both the U.S. and Canada have played in creating the inequities that black people and indigenous communities face today.